One of those Buddhist monks who's had his brain scanned is a Frenchman named Mathieu Ricard, who gave up a career in biochemistry to become a monk. He has spent literally thousands of hours meditating. Some scientists have called Ricard the happiest man in the world, which is a nice personality trait to fall back on when you're having a bad day.
No, in India, those travel can last for 24, 48 hours. So once I came to a train and I was going very far away, there was a completely broken wagon with all the windows broken. I sat there on a wooden bench. I put my laptop on the above the seat in a well-protected place. And somehow someone, I guess with a wire or something, had pulled out my laptop and stolen it away. And then I had a terrible back pain. And then at 11 o'clock, the light went off and all the other passengers were putting chains in their luggage out of fear that they would be stolen. And then suddenly in that darkness with this back pain and everything gone, I sort of felt so good. I felt this sort of inner peace and serenity to the point that I started laughing because the outer condition was so horrible. And I felt extremely peaceful and joyful and serene and satisfied. I suddenly had a glimpse that really it depends upon your state of mind. When you feel extremely angry and therefore very disturbed, you are anger. But then, instead of doing that, you look at anger as if you were looking at a fire burning or at a volcano, and you look and look at it. And now what will happen? You look at anger as a phenomena. And then as you look at it, it's sort of melting away, like the morning frost under the rising sun. It just vanishes and disappears. We feel that there is extraordinary potential in every human being. It's not just like a wishful thinking, because if we look in the nature of consciousness, like introspectively, of course there are the screen of thoughts, of positive and negative thoughts, but beneath that, there is a kind of aspect of pure consciousness that allows every thought to arise, and like the surface of a mirror that allows all kinds of images to come. And therefore, you can act on the causes and conditions that change your mental landscape. We are born with certain traits. People are more or less joyful, more or less depressed. But it's just a blueprint. Even our genetic inheritance is a blueprint. You know, if you don't do anything about it, then mostly it will follow its own course. But the point of mind training is that gradually, with diligence, you change the landscape of your mind and so as to acquire the quality that brings you this deep sense of well-being.
A few thoughts from Buddhist monk Mathieu Ricard. Are kids hardwired to believe in God? Coming up, the science of religious belief. For To the Best of Our Knowledge, I'm Jim Fleming. This hour, Higher Consciousness, is part of our special series, Meet Your Mind, A User's Guide to the Science of Consciousness, brought to you by Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.